Well, thank you very much, Angela Mergen. And a good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to State Tournament Class B Baseball, Round 2 action here on Total Country Bob FM, as it is the Cold Spring Springers taking on the Elko Express here in the second round of the Class B State Tournament as we are underway. Brian Hansen into the batter's box. My name is Kirby Hemish. Reese Hemish joining me here today as Reese will get you the starting lineups coming up in a moment as Hansen. Brian Hansen stepping in for the Springers, looks at a first pitch ball and a second pitch ball. Reese, how are we doing this afternoon? Pretty crummy day here, huh?
Yeah, totally has. It's been a nice one so far. Not too hot, not too windy. It's a nice day for ball. Gotta love that in late August.
You're saying this porridge is just right, Goldilocks?
I am.
There we go. Reese, those starting lineup says it's a 2-1 count right now to Brian Hansen.
Well, Hansen being the leadoff hitter, playing center field for the Springers, batting second at second base is Garrett Fox. Batting third, the shortstop, Jordan Barth. Batting fourth in right field for the Springers, Joe Dempsey. Batting fifth will be the catcher, Drew Bolson. Batting sixth at third base, Drew Van Loy. Batting seventh in left field, Brad Olson. Batting eighth for the Springers at first base, Jaron Terrace. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, Alex Jungles.
Yes, here's a drive to deep right field off the bat of Hansen. Right fielder back and gone. A 2-2 pitch knocked over the right field wall. Two games, two home runs for Hansen. He likes hitting here at the Joe Reese.
I apologize, Kerb. I was looking at the lineups there. Didn't see the ball going out, but Hansen putting another drive into it. He goes opposite field just like he did last week here in Shakopee, and just like that, he's got his second home run of the weekend. Not a bad start for Cold Spring here in the top of the first.
You literally can't start a game better than that.
No.
The old four-base hit to get things going as the Springers lead 1-0. A drag bunt here by Fox that is foul up the third base line. I was watching the ball go. Did you even do the Elko lineup?
I did not get to them.
We'll get to them. How about in the bottom of the first inning? As we do welcome you here, Elko, Reese, who did they beat to get to this state of the tournament?
Elko last weekend down here took on the Moorhead Mudcats, won that one 7-6. It was a late win for Elko in that one. They put up a couple runs. They blew a lead late. It was a 6-3 game. All of a sudden, it was 6-6. Moorhead came back, and they finally pulled ahead in the bottom of the ninth with a walk-off win.
Gunderson's one-strike pitch is blown past Fox. Garrett is in a hole at 1-2. Fox will be followed by Jordan Barth for the Springers, who are up 1-0 on the solo home run to right by Brian Hansen as the 0-2 pitch is fouled away. Reese, the right fielder is Ryan Bastier. You were looking down reading the Springer lineup. He, on the first step, looked up thinking like, okay, I've pretty much got this measured. But after that, it was retreat as Fox goes down swinging here on a nice pitch by Grant Gunderson for out number one. But I think he was fooled off the bat initially. But after that, he put his head down and ran to the fence. And I always watch the outfielder. I don't watch the ball. That thing was out by about 15, 20 feet.
Yeah, I won't lie. I saw it just kind of out of the corner of my eye. It looked like a routine fly ball, just like you said, Bastier was sinking on that one. And all of a sudden, I just kind of kept seeing him go back as well. Just like you, I watched the outfielder and surprised that one went out. But either way, it's over.
1-0 Springers as that brings Jordan Barth to the plate as he looks at a first pitch ball from Gunderson. That pitch is smacked into left field and Barth continues to hit well here in Shakopee as well. I think he got fisted, Reese, but muscle over matter right there.
Yeah, absolutely. His third hit of the tournament here after the 2-for-4 last weekend against Anoka. Nice piece hitting there by Barth. Not able to put any power on that one since, like you said, he was fisted a bit, but just enough to get it over the shortstop's head for a base knock.
Game's brought to you today by our sports boosters here on KDDG. It is Gilliland Chevrolet, Erkins Water, Wiesman Trucking, Rambo, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Willem Bringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman of Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany, the Cold Spring Bakery and Promotional Resources Incorporated. Stay tuned after the game for the Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show, where Reese will name the Albany and Richmond postgame player of the game. That's coming up after our game's completion. I'm Kirby Hemish. He's Reese Hemish. Angela Mergen, proudly technically producing back at the sports studios in Albany. One on, one out, and Joe Dempsey to the plate. Dempsey looks at a first pitch ball from Grant Gunderson. Second pitch missing low as well. The Express in the field. At third base, it's Kyle Kraska. At shortstop, it is Carson Blazing. Second base, it's Mitch Frederick. And at first base, holding on, Jordan Barth is Travis Evanson. As the 2-0 pitch, Dempsey flips that one foul into the softball park behind the first base dugout. 2-1 our count right now. Left field for Elko, Ash Larson. In center field, it's Dylan Thomas. In right field, Ryan Bastier. Catching today is Mikey Fredrickson, and on the mound is Grant Gunderson. A throw over again. Barth back safely. Close one right there. 2-1, our count remains. Reese mentioned that Elko with the victory last week. Who did they beat?
The Moorhead Mudcats.
They beat the Moorhead Mudcats. Springers with a victory last week. 10-0 score over the Anoka Young Bucks. 3-1 the count now on Joe Dempsey. Dempsey to be followed by Drew Bolson for the Springers here in the first. They got one in, and they got one on already with one out. 3-1 pitch. That is skied into center field. Dylan Thomas right on it. Now he backpedals a little bit and does make the catch 2-3 feet. Barth's going to try to tag from first, and he does with ease. That's heads up base running right there, Reese.
Very good play by Barth taking the extra base with two outs as well. He'll score on a single with his speed. Another one of those balls, the Hanson home run ball, kind of got me second-guessing myself. I thought that was, this Dempsey one was a routine pop-up too, which it was, but I was thinking that one might carry a little bit too on it, but just enough for Thomas to make the play.
Thomas, a couple steps in front of the warning track, as we'll see the catcher Mikey Fredrickson make his way out onto the mound to talk with Grant Gunderson. First inning visit, Reese, with first base open or a runner at second. They're not talking strategy. They're talking what signal they will be delivering to each other for second or third sign. As Barth leads from second, Drew Bolson into the batter's box. Drew had a nice day last Sunday.
Yeah, not a bad one. 1-for-4 for Bolson on the day.
A couple hard hit balls as he looks at a first pitch ball. Springer's up 1-0. They had the solo home run from Brian Hanson in the top of the first. Nice starter as sun-soaked field. Little skin-kissing breeze going out to right center. Beautiful day here at the Joe. Beautiful day, beautiful park. As the 1-0 pitch misses inside. Now 2-0 on our sibling station, KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen have the Kimball Express game going on right now as Kimball's taking on Prior Lake, I believe. As 2-0 the count to Bolson, that pitch misses high. Now 3-0 with Drew Van Loy on deck. Two down for the Springers in the first inning. They've already gifted their starter, Nick Pennick, an early lead. Nick's ready to rumble in the dugout, but his boys are still hit. 3-0 offering from Gunderson. That's right down 169, we'll say, as it's in there for a strike. 3-1 the count now to Drew Bolson. As Gunderson looks in for the sign from Mikey Fredrickson. As the 3-1 offering to Bolson, there's a big boy hack from Drew. Comes up empty. Fills the count up at 3-2.
I like the aggressiveness with two outs. Runner on second base. I got no problem with the 3-1 swing there.
Let it eat. Full count now. Full boat to Bolson. Barth will stay put with nobody pushing him at first base. As the payoff pitch to Bolson fouled back into the netting. And we'll do the 3-2 over again. 3-2 the count. With two away. Outfielder straight up. Maybe a tad deep in center, but there's a lot of real estate in center. 3-2, and a step off by Gunderson. Just reminding Jordan Barth that he does indeed know he's out there. A little step off and spin turn. Middle infield was nowhere near. Payoff pitch part two to Drew Bolson. That pitch is hit in the air to right center field. This is going to be a long run. Looking back, that ball is caught on the run by the right fielder, Ryan Bastier. Covering more ground than Lewis and Clark right there, Reese.
Pretty good play by Bastier. Once again, that ball just carrying out to right center field. Nice piece of hitting by Bolson going with that pitch on the outside, but just too much ballpark here in Shakopee. Bastier makes it. Elko gets out of a jam to make things even worse here in the first.
Cold Spring in the first. One run, two hits. No Elko Express airs. One runner left on base after a half an inning. Cold Spring notches the scoreboard first on the Hanson home run. It is 1-0 Cold Spring. Bottom of the first coming up in 1 minute right here on Total Country, Bob FM. We welcome you back to Joe Schlaper Stadium. On to the bottom of the first we go as the Springers with a 1-0 lead. Nick Pennick finishing up his warm-up pitches. That Elko Express lineup card, Reese Hemish.
Elko Express leading off the second baseman, Mitch Frederick. Batting second, the right fielder, Ryan Bastier. Batting third in center field, Dylan Thomas. Batting fourth will be the first baseman, Travis Evanson. Batting fifth for Elko, left fielder Ash Larson. Batting sixth, the designated hitter Jason Grimm. Batting seventh is the catcher Mikey Fredrickson. Batting eighth for Elko, the shortstop, Carson Blazing. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Kyle Kraska. And as you mentioned last inning, doing the pitching for Elko this afternoon is Grant Gunderson.
Nick Penick's ready to rumble. His first offering to Mitch Frederick, missing down and away. And Nick Penick, Reese, if you didn't know him coming into the state tournament, boy, he had a lovely introduction last Sunday.
Yeah, nice job by Penick. Coming in your first time, you throw an eight-inning shutout against a young Anoka team. I believe they had four hits in that one was their final line. And just a good job overall by him, keeping him in that game and keeping up that Springer tradition of really good pitching in the state tournament.
2-0 pitch to Frederick is fouled at the first base dugout. And what I was going to lead into, what worked for him very well last week is what he did not do here. He got ahead all day last Sunday, and he's falling behind right now at 3-1.
Yeah, definitely noticing that right away as another one misses there by Penick. Last time working ahead, and like you said, that's going to be the difference of a good outing and a bad one.
That's ball four, and a five-pitch walk is issued to Mitch Frederick. Gets away from Drew Bolson. Drew goes and retrieves it. So the leadoff man on for Elko here in the first inning. That'll bring Ryan Bastier to the plate. Penick working from the stretch, something he did not do a ton of last week.
No, not until late in that one did he finally have to break the curse. Fun guy to watch Penick pitch, though. Anybody who's familiar with the Springers, it's different from what you've been seeing for the past 20 years. It's almost a mirror opposite of a Zach Femright outing, but it's still just as effective.
So a man on, and Ryan Bastier to the plate. First offering from Penick to Bastier is on the corner for a strike. Springer's in the field, in front of the bag at third. Maybe anticipating bunt is Drew Van Loy. Shortstop Jordan Barth. Second base Garrett Fox. At first base, holding on Mitch Frederick, is Jaron Terrace. Penick set right at the Springers on his chest. Here is a square to bunt. It's bunted right back to Penick. He looks at second. He thought about going to second, but he chooses wisely. Goes to first, and a couple hops by Penick right there. Reese, he thinking he probably should have went to two on that if he was a little quicker?
I think he made the right decision going to first, but that's a pretty bold move by Penick in the first place. Thinking about that play at second, obviously the runner going on the contact to the bunt, it would have been close. And I think in the first inning of this game with a 1-0 lead, you just take the out there, which he almost cost himself with the delay.
That'll bring Dylan Thomas to the plate. He's a center fielder, and he has mismatched stirrups on. I don't know that I've ever seen that. This is kind of baffling me right here, Reese.
Me as well. This is uncharted waters for me. I appreciate the kid going bold.
A blue stirrup and a red stirrup for Dylan Thomas as he falls off the first offering from Nick Penick. Runner at second is Mitch Frederick. He's the tying run right now. As Elko bunting in the bottom of the first inning, getting him to second base. Pitch missing high right there from Penick to Thomas. 1-1 the count. 1-1 pitch. Check swing right there. This is going to be a tough play. Terrace fields. He flips to Penick at first in time. Well done right there by Terrace and Penick as Reese just a little who's got it, me, you right there. And Terrace and Penick get it done nicely.
Yeah, Terrace kind of shading away from the bag as well. So Penick going off the mound right away. He knows that's the case. Kind of lucked out there with Thomas on the at the plate, for Elko. That's easily their best hitter, and they clearly wanted him up with the runner in scoring position there, but he fails to produce on the check swing.
Check swing, soft contact, as Frederick does end up at third base. Springer's relax a tad in the infield as two away. Travis Evanson to the plate, and Evanson looks at a first pitch ball from Nick Penick. 1-0 the count. Penick staring right at Frederick at third. 1-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike, evens us up at 1-1. The outfield for the Springers, it's Brad Olson in left field. Center field, Brian Hansen in right field. It is Joe Dempsey behind the plate, Drew Bolson. Nick Penick on the mound. His 1-1 offering to Evanson. That has popped up. Terrace is over for a look. A lot of room over there. Jaron still looking up, and he just there in time. The ball drops foul in play, and the count moves to 1-2.
Tough play for Terrace down the line. A lot of real estate here in Shakopee. The bullpen jettisons out a little bit. It kind of hit that corner, but tough play to make. He got closer than a lot of first basemen would have, though.
It's fun having a super athletic first baseman.
I think we had this conversation during ins and outs, actually, on the subject of Jaron Terrace.
I really like first basemen who played middle infield their whole life. As Penick's 1-2 pitch, that is hit on the ground up the middle. Barth stabs it, but he won't have a play. And it's an RBI infield single for Travis Evanson, and we're tied at one.
Great play there by Barth to keep that ball in the infield. Evanson not flying down the base pass by any means. So if Barth would have came up with it cleanly, he might have had a play. But that's a tough one to make, and no fault there by Jordan Barth. That's a base hit up the middle for anybody else. So good piece hitting there by Evanson to even us up here in the first.
So the leadoff walk comes around to score. That's stop me if you heard that one, Reese.
I have.
You have? Huh. How about that? And aboard is Travis Evanson. Ash Larson to the plate as he swings through the first offering from Pennick. Pennick went all eight last week without giving up a run, and he gives one up here in the bottom of the first of his second start as that pitch pops out of the glove of Drew Bolson. Going nowhere is Travis Evanson. He did not exactly burn up the pad on the way up the first baseline.
He did not. Like I said, it might have been a play with Barth if he would have gotten his footing when he made the turn, but you make that full 360 up the middle. That's tough to get up and make that throw across the diamond.
Pennick's 1-1 missing down and in. As Bolson having a tough time receiving the ball. That one pops out of his glove as well. But again, Evanson stays put. 2-1 the count now to Ash Larson, the left fielder, for the Elko Express. Right-hander set. 2-1 pitch. That's hit on the ground for Barth. This one's much easier. He gets the high hop. Flips to Fox at second to retire Evanson. Fielder's choice for Larson for out number three. That does it for Elko in the first, but they tie it up in the first, scoring one run on one hit. No Cold Spring errors, and one runner left on base. One in the books. One is the score. Once. We're back in 1 minute right here on your home for Cold Spring Springer State Tournament action. It is Total Country Bob FM. Top two we go here at the Joe, as it'll be Drew Van Loy, Brad Olson, Jaron Terrace, 6-7-8 in the Cold Spring lineup. Back to even as Cold Spring and Elko. Reese, you win this one. You make your way into the double elimination portion of the Class B bracket.
You can breathe a little bit. Kind of like the new setup of the B tournament. 16 teams, but it's almost like it used to be with the C tournament. Back when they sent 32, your first two rounds were single elim, and after that, you could afford a loss. So B kind of adapting that method from them and going from there.
1-0 pitch is in there for a strike to Van Loy. If Cold Spring were to win, they would play as a 1-1 pitch on the corner for a strike as well to Velo. Cold Spring wins. They play, is it four tomorrow?
Yeah. Yep.
Who they got?
It would be the winner of the Moorhead Brewers and the Dundas Dukes, our next game here.
1-1 pitch, Van Loy unable to hold up his check swing. He went too far. Out number one, strikeout number two for Grant Gunderson. So one away, two strikeouts for Gunderson, as I had mentioned. Brad Olson to the plate now. Springer baseball, all those years. Pretty right-handed squad. You know, I'm thinking of Matt Butala. I'm thinking of Zach Femright batting left-handed. Other than that, not a ton of lefties in the Springer lineup, and that kind of stays the same here with just the one in the man at the plate.
Yeah, you have a lot of guys that can, you know, do a lot of things multi-purpose at the plate. Fox is a righty who goes to the right side where lefties go a lot, but obviously, like you said, he's a righty. One of the few here, Brad Olson.
Olson looks at a first pitch ball, second pitch missing as well. Now 3-0 as Gunderson way off on that 2-0 offering. Grant Gunderson, if you're curious, his stirrups both red, unlike center fielder Dylan Thomas, who has a blue one and a red one. 3-1 the count now to Brad Olson. That 3-1 pitch is fouled into the netting. We'll fill it up at 3-2. As Gunderson, a nice job battling back in against Brad Olson. 1-1 our score, top of the second inning. Payoff pitch to Olson, down for a ball, and Brad gets the free pass. First walk of the afternoon for Grant Gunderson. And that does bring Jaron Terrace to the plate. Cold Spring in their away uniforms because they are the visiting team today at the gray pants, the maroon top, white piping, white number with Springers across. What do you got there, a V-neck? No button V-neck, Reese?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Elko in the reds. They have red tops, white pants. Most of the socks and stirrups are red, but one and one sock, not a set of socks, one sock is blue. As the first offering to Terrace, gobbled up nicely by Grant Gunderson. Olson with a nice lead at first. Stays put on that that low ball right there. As 1-0 the count to the Springer first baseman. Gunderson issuing the walk to Olson, who's aboard at first. Gunderson set at the belt. Righty's 1-0 pitch is skied in the infield. Terrace not thrilled with himself. Thought he should have did more with that. Second baseman Frederick barely moves, battles the sun, makes the catch for out number two.
That's a big out there by the pitcher Gunderson. Last thing you want is to let another base runner on, and that's going to bring Hansen. That would bring Hansen back up if you were to let another batter go by here with two outs. Instead, now he can get Jungles out, and he can face Hansen again with nobody on.
Bring Alex Jungles to the plate. Juggy in that nine spot for Cold Spring today. As the first offering to Alex is in there. Snap throw to first. Out at first base is Brad Olson. Little cannon on our catcher today, Reese. Frederick said Mikey likes that one. That was a bullet.
That was a great throw. I can't tell if Olson's mad at himself out there or mad at the call, but it looks like the throw was in time from where I was sitting. Just a great snap by Frederickson. Olson didn't see it coming, and he gets his pitcher out of the inning.
So for Cold Spring, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 1.5 here in Shakopee. We're tied at 1. 1-1 our score. On to the bottom of the second coming up in 60 seconds right here on Total Country, Bob FM. We welcome you back to Shakopee and to the bottom of the second we go. Jason Grimm, Mikey Frederickson, and Carson Blazing into the batter's box for the Elko Express. Tie ball game as Penix's first offering is popped up, fouling out of play by Jason Grimm, as is the second one. And Grimm in a hole at 0-2. He's the DH today, hitting for Grant Gunderson. Another form of Express playing today. As the 0-2 pitch fouled and out of the mitt of Drew Bolson. So Jason Grimm stays alive. Kimball Express in action, I would assume, shortly on our sibling station, KASM.
That's supposed to be a 5 o'clock start.
Oh, it's a 5 o'clock,
one.
Yeah.
Yep, so right around the corner here.
That game coming up on the way as the 0-2 pitch missing up and away from Penick moves our count to 1-2. Brian Hansen straight away in center field. As are Olson in left and Dempsey in right. As the 1-2 pitch got on top of the hook, moves our count to 2-2. Randy Rostein, Don Heinen making their way to Milroy once again. 2-2 pitch, that's popped up, fouling out of play. Hopefully if Donnie drives, his tire stays inflated. Apparently had a tire get low around Spicer. Last weekend.
Ooh, he's still got a ways to go after that.
This was popped up into short right center field. That's going to drop in front of Dempsey and a leadoff knock right there for Jason Grimm as he records the second hit of the day for the Elko Express. He's just punching that one to right center field. Don't get the manager coming out here. They're going to make Penick. This is such a dumb rule to me.
I can't stand this.
So Penick has an arm sleeve on, and you have to have equal arm sleeves. If you have a sleeve on your right arm, you have to put a sleeve on your left arm as well. So the Elko manager went out there, and he told Nick Penick, or he told the umpire, hey, his sleeve's got to match lengthwise, so he's got to go get a sleeve on his left arm right now.
Or take the one off the right, like you said, though, not to get into the aesthetics, but it's such a dumb rule. I mean, if you can, it's a black sleeve. You're a hitter. That's not going to affect your eyes at the plate. You're not going to see the ball anywhere. We got one black sleeve and one non-sleeve on his left arm. I mean,
hey, Reese, what happened on that ground up? Well, I mean, the black sleeve. He's got one and he doesn't have another. It's tough to hit.
Yeah, I get not letting him wear a white sleeve. I remember a particular umpire who's also my brother one time making me take a white wristband off when I was a kid pitching. I get that. I totally get that. But a black arm sleeve, come on. Nitpicky. But you do what you got to do. You're probably doing it just to get in Penick's head anything, more than anything, really.
So Nick's left elbow is properly compressed right now because he does have an Evo Shield sleeve on it as his first offering to Mikey Frederickson is in there for a strike. Leadoff single for Jason Grimm as we're back to business here. The 1-0 pitch squaring to bunt and pulling back and just missing the corner right there is the Penick fastball, now 2-0. Elko, small balling us here today.
Well, they know something. They must have saw Penick shutout last weekend and thinking we got to get some runs early.
2-0 the count. They are near the bottom of the order as the 2-0 pitch. That's missing, now 3-0. Penick, as we alluded to in the first inning, he was pinpoint positive all day last Sunday afternoon and evening, and he's had some issues right now falling behind. It's 3-0 the count with Carson buzzing on deck. The 3-0 pitch misses for a ball, and it's a hit and a walk to get things moving for Elko here in the second.
You can definitely see Pennock in this one. He's attacking a little different. He's being a lot less aggressive in this game here against Elko. Clearly knows something. Must have known the Anoka hitting last weekend was a little off, so he didn't have to go, you know, full bore. But he's got to get serious now with this Elko if he wants to stop this early.
Blazing squares very early, and he bunts it right to Jaron Terrace at first. And Terrace will make the tag to retire Blazing about 20 feet up the line. Sacrifice in order. Runners move up to second and third. Mikey Fredrickson at second, Jason Grimm at third. And out number one, so a big spot right here for Elko. Our first big spot of the day, Reese.
And it will be Kyle Kraska, the nine hitter. Kind of a tough spot. You get second and third here, and you got to wait just one more hitter to get back to your top of the order. Kraska, decent stats on the year. Looks like he was 0-for-4 last weekend, so we'll see what he can do here.
Infield comes in for the Springers. As this pitch has popped up, Terrace would love for this to stay in play, as would everyone wearing Cardinal for the Springers faithful with that pitch twist foul and out of play. As getting ahead is Nick Pennock. Infield all in, looking to mow down that runner at home. Jason Grimm as the one strike pitch. That's in there for a strike. Pennock with no punch outs thus far, and he'd love one right here. The 0-2 the count to the third baseman, Kyle Kraska. Lineup flips over to Mitch Frederick on deck for Elko. Pennock set. The righty's 0-2. Off speed, swung on and missed. And there's a big punch out, Reese.
Huge. Pennock getting him with the low one there. Looked like a slider or a curveball getting Kraska. And now his infielders get to take a couple steps back, open things up a little bit, and just go get a ground ball at first, and you're out.
Back to the top of the order in Mitch Frederick. Another lefty for the Express. Second and third for Elko. As this pitch hit on the ground towards second. Three hops, fielded by Fox. Flips to first. Some big outs right there from Nick Pennock, Reese.
You get the strikeout to the nine hitter. You get a one-pitch ground out, just a routine ground ball to Fox's left. I mean, that's huge for Pennock to get out of that one. Any more runs given up, and you might have even seen some action in the Springer bullpen early. Once again, this is single elimination.
For Elko in the second, no runs on one hit, no Springer errors, and two big ones left on base. It's Elko 1, it's Cold Spring 1, after 2 right here at the Joe. You are listening to State Tournament Baseball on Total Country Bob FM. We will be back with the third inning coming up in 1 minute. We welcome you back to the Joe, and to the top of the third we go. It'll be Alex Jungles, Brian Hansen, Garrett Fox, 9-1-2, due up for Cold Spring. First look for Jungles at Grant Gunderson. As Gunderson ready, his first offering to Alex, missing low for a ball. Being a DH would be hard. Being you're kind of removed from the game when your team's in the field, being the ninth hitting DH would be hard as well, as the 1-0 pitch missing away now 2-0.
This is a prime example of the biggest difference between B and C ball. You know, you get asked that all the time. The pitching, the velocity is obviously different, but lineups like this, you're just not going to see a C lineup with a guy like Alex Jungles hitting ninth or Brad Olson and Jaron Terrace hitting 7th and 8th. It's just unbelievable to me.
It's a lot of talent on those teams as Jungles 2-0 pitch hit on the ground towards short. Shortstop blazing up with it, his throw across the diamond in time for out number one. I think you bring up a good point, Reese. There's been some years where we've received the Springer lineup card in the pregame and then looked at it, and looking at the reserves, we would sit there and say, man, this reserve team would compete in Class C. They might even make the state tournament in Class C, and those are the backups.
Oh, I think they would have. I mean, back in the heydays, you know, 13, 14, 15, and 12, excuse me, when they placed in all four of those years, you know, there's times when if you're throwing Femright, that means Thompson's not pitching. So you throw him on a C roster.
Or Morris, you know, Tyler Geislinger.
Throw all those guys together, you know, and you just had an unbelievable. I don't even think Brad Olson was starting on those teams back then.
No, I think he was a really good reserve.
Still had Griff. He couldn't.
Yeah, you had Griffin. You had, you know, just some loaded teams. As this 1-0 pitch is popped up into right field by Hansen. Bastier towards the foul line, makes the catch cap high, and two quick ones for the Springers in the third. That'll bring Garrett Fox to the plate.
Elko's right fielder, Bassier, might start playing Hanson on the line here. He's going to keep pushing every ball to right field. Kind of uncharacteristic of Brian in the state tournament, but can't argue with the results of two home runs and about seven plate appearances.
First offering to Fox is in there for a strike. Garrett struck out after the Hanson home run back in the first inning. 1-1 our score here as this pitch has popped up to Bassier again and right. He takes a few steps back, now comes in. Makes the catch, and in order go the Springers in the third. They score no runs on no hits. There was no Elko errors, and nobody left on base. 2.5, Cold Spring 0, and Elko 0. We appreciate you joining us for Cold Spring Springer State Tournament Baseball right here on Total Country Bob FM, and we'll be back with you in 1 minute. Bottom of the third here at Joe Schlaper Stadium. It's Class B State Tournament Baseball on Total Country Bob FM. It'll be Ryan Bastier, Dylan Thomas, and Travis Evanson, 2-3-4 in the Elko order. Second look at Nick Pennock for these boys as Bastier into the batter's box as Pennock's first offering to Bastier that is fouled right at the Springer third base dugout. Cold Spring, the away team here today. A foul ball hit, and Nate Hinkemeyer goes and picks it up. Former bat boy Nate. He's grabbed one of those before as the one-strike pitch is cut on and missed by Bastier, who is he sack bunted. Got Mitch Frederick to second base back in the first inning. So he's 0-0 on the day. And he's 0-2 on the count right now. Pennock from the full wind. 0-2 offering, cut on and missed. Strike three right there. Took a little off-reese for strikeout number two.
Yeah, Pennock getting a couple strikeouts with that pitch. Kraska, the two-out strikeout last inning in the bottom of the second with two runners in scoring position, was that exact same kind of low curve slide from Pennock. So he's getting effective with that one early.
Dylan Thomas into the batter's box, Reese, and he had that big check swing out in the first inning. As you looked at your stats, that turned out to be a pretty big out.
This boy can hit. Quite the season so far for Dylan Thomas. A .478 batting average. He had six home runs in 17 games played. Last weekend in the first round game against the Morehead Mudcats, he was 3-for-4, double, home run, and three RBIs.
Jeeps, boy can hit. As the 1-0 pitch, boy can hit. Smacks it to right field. Reese, you will say that is a good piece of hitting, and he was all over that ball.
Yeah, kind of a sort of up in the zone, kind of around the letters there for Thomas. He just goes with it, and he's got that base knock to right center field. Nice piece of hitting. Don't have to do it with the power pulls all the time, kids.
So he and his multicolored stirrups are aboard. For those of you scoring at home, left leg red, right leg blue. I'm sure you were. That brings Travis Evanson to the plate. As pickoff attempt by Pennock and diving back safely is Dylan Thomas. Runners on every inning here for Elko. Something the Anoka Bucks did not really have going for him. Another pickoff attempt by Pennock, and back safely is Dylan Thomas. Evanson had the RBI knock up the middle in the first inning. Reese, you'll remember, this is a guy, a good guy for two. Hits the ball hard and not exactly burning up the pads as this pitch has popped up, fouling out of play. One strike the count on Travis Evanson.
If you're Pennock, you're definitely taking aware of that now. You're going to try and work the count low here, get that ground ball, and force him. This is a guy with 10 home runs on the season, so I'd be trying to keep just about everything low as I possibly could.
Pennock's one-strike offering. That has popped up fouling out of play, and he quickly gets ahead of Travis Evanson at 0-2. Springer's got one in the first on a solo home run by Brian Hanson. The Express manufactured walk, sack bunt. Bounce out to the right side, got the runner to third, and a base knock, infield single, got him in. They had to do all that. Cold Spring just had to get Hanson up there. That solo home run. Pickoff attempt number three for Nick Pennock against Travis Evanson. Not the biggest lead by Thomas by any means, but Pennock just keeping him close as the 0-2 pitch popped up fouling out of play. A pickoff attempt brought some controversy, we were told, in an earlier game today between Gaylord and Sartell, Reese.
A lot of fireworks going on in that one. The 11 o'clock game down in Springfield, it was a balk that brought in on a pickoff move that I'm being told, and it controversy just ensued from there.
0-2 pitch by Evanson is cracked into left field down the line. That is a fair ball. Going first to third is Dylan Thomas. Two-hit day for Travis Evanson as he's aboard.
Evanson. He's all over that one down the third baseline. Obviously, as you mentioned, with his speed, not able to get a double, but good heads-up base running there by Thomas. Realizing that Olsen was a little far off the line, took him a little bit to get out to that ball. He's not the quickest left fielder, and he picks up that extra base, and now you get runners at the corner with one out.
So first and third, and Ash Larson to the plate. Hot water again for Nick Pennock. Three innings consecutive as his first offering to Larson, missing down and away, gobbled up by Drew Bolson. Springer's middle infield playing at double play depth. That's Barth at short and Fox at second. Van Loy's even with the pad at third, and holding Travis Evanson on at first is Jaron Terrace. As Pennock set, his 1-0 pitch just below the knees, now 2-0, and Nick, little icy glare at the umpire on that one. Pops the ball out of his glove and give it a little massage. Larson, hitters count right here. Good spot for Elko, and time called by Ash Larson at the plate. He's playing optometrist right now with the finger in his eye. He removed whatever was ailing him, and he's ready to rumble as he's back into the batter's box. Not much of a lead at first by Evanson as Pennock's 2-0, cut on and missed right there by Larson. Good job by Nick coming back in there and competing, moving our count to 2-1. Nice crowd on hand. We talked with the state board representative. There was a great crowd on hand for game one today.
Yeah, they said a sole sellout game for that first one between it was Meeseville playing in that game in Champlain Park. So always good to start off the day with a whole lot of fans.
2-1 pitch cut on and missed by Larson. Evens it up at 2-2. Pennock would like a strikeout. He'd love a ground ball hard and at somebody. One down, runners at the corners in a tie game here, bottom of the third. Elko threatening once again. Choke up on the bat by Ash Larson as Pennock's 2-2. That's hit on the ground, and that is foul up the third baseline. Ooh. Oh, popped out of his. I was going to say third base coach with a nice play, but ended up popping out of his hand, so I should have said nothing. Story of my life. 2-2 the count as Pennock retrieves a fresh pearl. 2-2 the count. Right-hander set. Is 2-2. That's hit on the ground up the third baseline once again, and a foul ball. So nice battle right here by Ash Larson. He's got the choke up on the bat. Elko Reese, this team consists of a good chunk of Lakeville kids?
Lakeville North, I believe. As I understand it, that's where a lot of these kids went to high school.
Pennock's 2-2. Swung on and missed. And out on strikes is Ash Larson. Now, Larson hanging out at home, is he trying to attest that he fouled that ball off and it was in the dirt?
I think that's what he's trying to get at. The manager, Terry Ferguson, coming out to talk to the home plate umpire, Helget, and it looks like it's going to be a quick talk, so he's not arguing at all. So must have agreed. Just wanted a clarification.
Those are good meetings by the umpires just saying he didn't hit it. So
should be that easy. We were two former managers. That's one thing we've talked about in the past. You can't talk an ump out of what he saw. So no. What's the point of going out there and getting in a tizzy?
You call what you see, and if that's what you saw, that's what you call. So two down as Jason Grimm to the plate. As the first offering to Grimm, missing off the plate for a ball. The lefty up Terrace is elected to not hold on Travis Evanson, as Evanson hasn't ran so very well today. Jaron going to gain some ground. Now there he goes on the pitch. Bolson's throw down to second, and it's cut off by Barth. He comes back home with it, and out at the plate is the throwback from Barth. Dylan Thomas pops up saying, no, I got in there. Umpire says, nuh-uh. And the Springers with a big out number three. As Reese, you got the sixth hitter in the lineup right there.
Yeah, he got him. That was a close one. He might have, it was a close play. The throw kind of was up a little bit on Bolson. It wasn't like it was right. He slid right into it. So Bolson had to go down and make the tag, and he might have gotten in there. It was a close bang-bang play. Thomas obviously popping up like he had it. So Springer's maybe handed a gift there, but regardless, Elko playing aggressive, and it comes back to burn him.
So the throw down to second, cut off by Barth, who came home with it as the old timing play right there. The old first and third leave early, and it gets Elko back into the field, and Springer's in. To the dugout for the Express in the third. No runs on. There were no Cold Spring errors and one runner left on base. We've played three. Each team has scored one. Cold Spring and Elko back in 1 minute. Class B State Tournament Baseball right here on Bob FM. Back to Joe Schlaper Stadium, in the top of the fourth we go. Jordan Barth looks at a strike, looks at a ball. And it's his second visit with Grant Gunderson here as the 1-1 pitch. Get some, JB, as he comes up empty on a big swing and a miss. It's in the hole at 1-2. It'll be Barth. Joe Dempsey and Drew Bolson for Cold Spring as this pitch hit right back up the middle, the off speed. Watch your feet right there, Grant Gunderson, as a nice knock right there by Jordan Barth. 2-for-2 on the day, Reese.
You know, it seems like every time the Springers play, we're talking about Barth, especially with his defensive prowess. Going back to that play last inning, cutting that ball off, I don't know a lot of shortstops that get an out at home on that one. Throw from Bolson kind of around the legs of Barth. He goes down and gets it and makes a strong throw home. I mean, I think he saved his team a run. And then he comes back with a leadoff single in the top of the fourth.
So Barth's aboard. Joe Dempsey to the plate for Cold Spring. Flew out to center fielder Dylan Thomas as this pitch is hit up the middle as well. Back-to-back singles up the guts, and the Springers are cooking here in the fourth.
Pretty much the same spot for Dempsey on that one, right up the middle, taking out Gunderson's legs a little bit. Just like that, the Springers are going.
So we've seen the Elko Express bunt twice now, Reese. Springers traditionally not an early in the game bunting squad. And you got a good hitter in Drew Bolson right now, but you've got a lot of good hitters in your lineup. So now we get to play the what do you do game.
Yeah, I got to think with the offensive prowess that is Elko, Hinkemeyer is going to know that it's going to take more than one run to win this game. I wouldn't be surprised with Van Loy and Olsen following Bolson here to have him put one down.
As Gunderson set, Bolson does square, and he takes high for ball one. Drew, a St. Cloud State baseball player. I see his dad, Andy, right there wearing a St. Cloud State hat. 2000 and 2001 MVP, Andy Bolson. He was good at sports. 1-0 the count to his son, Drew, in a step back and pickoff attempt. Everyone back safely. First baseman Evanson in front of the bag at first. As Bolson squares, he pulls back and takes ball number two. 2-0 the count. Van Loy to follow, and then Brad Olsen, should they stay out of the double or triple play here for Cold Spring in the fourth. 1-1 our score. Springer's thinking small ball if one comes into the zone right here from Grant Gunderson. As he's set, 2-0 pitch, that is bunted right back to... Oh, it goes off the glove of Gunderson. He backhanded it, Reese. Would have been a tough play, but the ball goes off the heel of his glove. Everybody's safe on the air by the pitcher.
That's about as perfect as a bunt as you can get from the right side of the plate. And Drew Bolson just barely out of the reach of Gunderson. But if he lets that one just go underneath his glove, there's no way the shortstop for Elko, Carson Blazing, is making the play anyway. So you put that ball in that perfect triangle between the pitcher, the shortstop, and the third baseman, and good things are going to come.
So Springer's everywhere as they got him loaded with nobody out. Here in the fourth, and Drew Van Loy to the plate. First offering to Drew, high for a ball. Good time to hit for the Springer veteran. Barth at third, he singled. Dempsey at second, he singled. Sacrifice bunt by Bolson and reached on an air. He's at first. Drew, his first time up, flew out to right field. 1-0 pitch is high with some stank on it from Grant Gunderson. Moves our count to 2-0. As Gunderson falling behind, he takes a deep breath. Even with a bag at third is Kyle Kraska. As the 2-0 pitch to Van Loy, that's low ball three. Stopped nicely by Mikey Fredrickson, and it loads it up. Or excuse me, it's 3-0 falling behind as Mikey's going to go out for a talk. And Fredrickson basically saying right here, Reese, hey, man, no free ones. Make him at least hit the ball.
No, 1-1 game, early still, top of the fourth. You don't want to give up any freebies, like you said, especially once again Olsen Terrace jungle. You walk Van Loy here, it's not going to get any easier, as now we see some action in the Elko bullpen.
Maybe double barrel as we see three guys going down there. 3-0 the count to Drew Van Loy. The 3-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike, moves our count to 3-1. Van Loy trying to sell it, making that appear more inside than it actually was. Gunderson right back. His 3-1 to Van Loy. That's in there, and that fills it up at 3-2. Good mound visit by Mikey Fredrickson.
Yeah, neither pitch really right down the plate either for Gunderson. Still working those corners down.
Payoff pitch to Van Loy. High ball four. So he battled back and then ended up issuing the free pass anyway. And the Springers do get that freebie we talked about give Bolson to second base. Dempsey to third. Barth comes across to score the second run. It's 2-1 Cold Spring.
And that's tough for the manager there, Terry Ferguson, for Elko. You come out and make that mound visit, so now you burn one of those already this inning on your pitcher, and he ends up going six pitches and walking the guy anyway. Same position here.
That was actually just a catcher visit, not a manager visit, Reese.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah, he'll be all right. All is forgiven as first offering to Olsen in there for a strike. Brad walked his first time up. Seventh spot in the Springer order as the one-strike pitch up and away. Dempsey was going to be picked off third base, and he's the luckiest man in Shakopee right now that ball hit him square in the back, maybe the back of a leg or something. He was out by about 3-4 feet, Reese, if that ball doesn't drill him in the back.
Yeah, he might be disagreeing with us right now that he's the luckiest guy in Shakopee, considering he's dancing around a bit, obviously some pain. Looks like that one got him in the leg on Dempsey, but you're right. He was dead. Toast, another great throw by the catcher, and Fredrickson. So he's going to be, in about 10 minutes, that pain's going to go away, and he's going to realize he's in a good place. Not where you want to be, possibly making an out at third base with nobody out.
He's got a young man's name, Mikey Fredrickson, but he's got an adult's arm. That is a cannon back there.
Yeah. He had the throw down to get Olsen to end the second inning, and that throw down to third there. We've seen him throw anywhere to second. If I'm the Springers right now, I'm probably not stealing much the rest of this game from what I've seen.
So Dempsey's okay-ish as he's back at it at third. 1-1 the count to Olsen. As Gunderson said, his 1-1 pitch is waved at by Brad. Moves our count to 1-2. 1-2, the count, a big spot right here for Brad Olsen. Springer still got him loaded. They got one in this inning. As the 1-2 pitch is low, knocked down nicely by Mikey Fredrickson. Kid's good back there.
He's making some plays. He is. He's trying to keep them in this game as much as he can.
So 2-2, the count is Fredrickson's chest protector, and the chest behind it saves a run. Dempsey at third, Bolson at second, Van Loy at first. Not a ton of speed on the pads for the Springers. As Gunderson set, his 2-2 to Olsen, that is slashed to left field, but that will twist foul. As Brad taking that away pitch and punching it over his squad's left field bullpen. Count stays put at 2-2 with nobody out in the fourth inning. Cold Spring got one in the first on a solo home run. Another one here this inning with the bases loaded walk. 2-2 pitch to Olsen. This one's popped up. That will twist foul and out of play. And a nice little battle right now between Olsen and Gunderson.
Now, Olsen, the left-handed hitter, but he does like to go to that left field, left center a lot. Ash Larson, the left fielder from Elko, playing about maybe, 10 steps off of the warning track. So he's way back there. And especially after the last couple of bloops from Olsen, he might be thinking of just dropping one in here.
Gunderson's 2-2 to Olsen again. That's high ball three, and that fills it up to Brad Olsen. Gunderson's afternoon could be over after this pitch. As the big right-hander set at the belt. His 3-2 to Olsen. That's hit on the ground and through the right side. Dempsey will score. Hinkemeyer will now wave Bolson. Throw coming to the plate. Drew slides in safety. 2 RBI single for Brad Olsen. Just punching it through that right side of a drawn-in infield.
Great piece of hitting there by Olsen on the full count. He knows any pitch that's a ball is a ball four, so he's looking for that, but he can still get a base hit out there. Hinkemeyer originally holding up Bolson on that one, then deciding to let him go. Luckily for him, the right fielder Bassier, not the greatest throw to the plate, and Bolson's able to slide in safely.
Yeah, the old no-no, yes-yes, as it does get 2 across for Cold Spring, who now leads 4-1 as a long walkout to the mound for the manager, Terry Ferguson, and that'll be the afternoon for Grant Gunderson. So Gunderson's day does come to an end after that 2 RBI single by Olsen, and we will get a pitching change for the Elko Express. 4-1 Springer, still hitting in the fourth. We will take a one-minute timeout and come back with those defensive changes for you. We appreciate you joining us right here on Total Country Bob FM. We are back in 1 minute. We're back in Shaco as we have a defensive change. Reese, what is this guy's Delta Chi name?
This new pitcher for Elko, Nick Flounder Dorfman, taking the mound. He did not throw for them last week when they played the Moorhead Mudcats in the first round. Surprisingly, Grant Gunderson also didn't. So two pitchers throwing for Elko so far early in this one that didn't even grace the mound last week.
Springer's got 3 in here in the fourth, chasing Gunderson out of the game. Dorfman on in relief, and he's got to be the fireman right now because the Springers are still hot right now with at second base Van Loy, first base Olson, Jaron Terrace in the batter's box. As Dorfman set, as squaring to bunt is Terrace, and he takes that one down and away. I like it right there, Reese. You're up by three, an opportunity to get the guys over once again.
Yeah, you know that your lineup stack, like we said, that's the one thing that's great. You can play a conservative game. You can play back. You can bunt a lot. You can do things like that when you know that your 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is just almost as good as your 1, 2, 3, 4.
1-0 the count to Terrace. As Evanson in front of the bag at, okay, that ball was bunted. I thought that was bunted off Terrace at home. It does twist foul. In front of the bag was Evanson at first. Third baseman Kyle Kraska came charging as well, vacating his post over at third. 1-1 the count to Jaron Terrace, who flew out to second baseman Mitch Frederick. Express have been in the field for a while, and they got nobody out right now defensively. Springers, 3 in and 2 on, looking to get those moving as well. 1-1 pitch, pulled back, but a strike call to Terrace, and Jaron buckles at home. He's going to have to find a different avenue to move the runners over. I think the zone's been pretty consistent thus far today, though.
Yeah, the umpire Helgett's done a good job. Haven't seen anything too crazy.
1-2 the count. Van Loy at second, Olson at first. Dorfman would love a punch out right here. He checks Van Loy at second. The 1-2 pitch, that is popped up right side. Back for a look is Evanson. He's got a long run. This is going to be a tough play for the big boy, and that is going to drop for a foul ball, and Terrace stays alive. Some frustration from Jaron right here, Reese, as good hitters, sometimes when they're not destroying the ball, they they don't take too kindly to that.
Yeah, he hasn't been too happy with himself in this state tournament. 0-4 so far. He was 0-3 last week with a hit by pitch back in the eighth inning. He scored a run then, but he had that pop up back in the second inning in this one as well. He wasn't too happy there either.
1-2 from Dorfman to Terrace. This pitch is skied in the infield, and there goes the bat toss from Jaron. Infield fly rule will be called. Catch made regardless at third by Kyle Kraska, and a big out number one.
Nice job by the pitcher, Dorfman, there. You got to come in and get an out right away. Start working backwards a little bit, trying to catch up this inning and come back and put the Springers in a tough spot, which he's done so far through one batter.
So one down. Terrace unable to get the bunt down and unable to advance the runners. So they stay at first and second. That brings Alex Jungles to the plate. As Jungles on the day, he bounced out to shortstop Carson Blazin. First pitch to Alex has popped up, fouling out of play. Springers this inning went single, single, sacrifice bunt, which an error was committed, walk, single to get their three in. Here in the fourth inning, they're still hitting with just one down and runners at first and second. Carson Blazin keeping Van Loy close at second as that pitch missing up and in on Alex Jungles. Moves our count to 1-1.
I thought that almost got the jersey on Jungles. I'd have sold it, but I'm not Alex Jungles.
1-1 the count. Dorfman's 1-1 to Jungles. Smacks it into left center field. Dempsey gets the green light from Van Loy gets the green light from Hinkemeyer. Throw back into the infield, and Velo safe on the RBI knock by Alex Jungles, who got a good chunk of that ball, Reese.
Sure did. Just gets a piece of it. Like I said, I am not Alex Jungles, and that's why I'm not. I can't do that. Just a line drive hit. Tough play there by the first baseman, Evanson, coming all the way across to get that cut. Might have been a play if the third baseman, Krasner, would have taken the cut, but instead, Evanson coming across and can't get to it.
Fourth run into the inning for the Springers, and it doesn't get any easier for the Elko Express as the eighth man to hit is the center fielder, Brian Hansen. Hansen with a home run in the first inning, the flyout to right in the third, as this pitch is skied into center field. Playable for Dylan Thomas in center. Olson will bluff a tag, respecting the arm of Thomas, and a big out number two right there on the flyout by Hansen.
I think Brian was maybe trying to put this one away early a little bit. Can't blame him. He's done it twice already in this tournament early, so why not?
Got underneath that one as he makes his way back to the dugout. He'll be stewing on that until his next time into the batter's box. Knowing the competitor, that is Brian Hansen. So it's up to Garrett Fox, ninth man to hit for Cold Spring here in the fourth. And still two men on as Dorfman's first offering to Fox is in there for a strike belt high. Garrett on the day. Strikeout swinging in the first inning, and he flew out to right fielder Ryan Bastier in the third inning. 4 for 2 on the day. Garrett Fox had a couple knocks. I think he had 3 hits last week as the one-strike pitch. Ooh, a little flinch from the umpire, but the late breaker just missing, and that'll get the Huckleberries out in Elkoville. Hemina, Hemina, Hemina has a 1-1 the count to Fox. And the 1-1 pitch, that's popped up foul and out of play. And Fox in a hole at 1-2.
You know, Kirby, obviously I don't do as many games as you do here. You kind of use the same book. I've just looked back through. Garrett Fox has hit second in every game of the state tournament for the Springers going back to 2017. He's had a hit in every single game going back to 2017. Unbelievable.
He'd like one right here as he fouls that off-speed pitch down and away. So 17, 18, and in 18 they played like 4 or 5 games. 17 was a first-round loss, so that's 6. And then 19, 20, and 2 games in 20. So 9 games straight, a 9-game hit streak basically for Fox?
Just a lot of them, yeah. Maybe not. I don't know if we did them all in 2018. We might have had some scheduling conflicts there, but what I have is pretty much all hits.
I remember a high school football Friday night taking us away from a broadcast on one of those, so you're right on that. But Fox goes down looking as Dorfman gets one past him as a first strikeout for Nick Dorfman. Heck of a fourth for the Springers as they put up 4 runs in this fourth inning, scoring 4 runs on 4 hits. There was 1 big Elko error and 2 runners left on base. After 3.5, it is Cold Spring 5, Elko 1. You're listening to Springer Baseball right here on Total Country Bob FM. We are back in 1 minute.